Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu joins us next. Israel's military has been rounding up politicians or operatives linked with Hamas. That military operation on the West Bank came after the kidnapping of three Israeli teenagers. Prime Minister Netanyahu, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Good to be with you,
Steve. Much to discuss here. We'll dive right in. You've said you have proof that Hamas is behind the kidnappings, and Israelis as well as Palestinians have been saying, okay, show us the evidence. Can you describe the evidence you have?
Well, we've pretty much figured out who are the kidnappers, the actual perpetrators, the supporters, the command structure, and there's no question these are members of Hamas. We've passed some of that information to the U.S. government, and others will make it public as soon as the investigation enables us to do that. My number one goal right now is to bring back our three kidnapped boys. One of them, by the way, one of these teenagers is an American citizen. Mm-hmm. So nothing that could hamper that. We don't do anything that could hamper that. But we'll divulge this information very soon, and I think the entire world will see the veracity of what I've just said.
Can you tell us, is it telephone intercepts? Is it human intelligence? What do you have?
Well, we have a lot. There's no question about it. But it'll come out. And when it comes out, I mean, it's important to understand that these are Hamas members in the Hebron area, in the West Bank. But Hamas is calling for kidnappings every day from Gaza, from its centers in places like Turkey and Qatar, and in the West Bank itself. They keep saying, we have to all the time kidnap, murder, maim Israelis, and destroy the state of Israel. And Hamas has been therefore declared as a terrorist organization by U.S. law precisely for that reason.
Prime Minister Netanyahu, Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian leader, has criticized this kidnapping publicly, and he's also, we're told, had his security forces cooperating with you on the ground. And you've said it's good that he made that statement, but that you also want action. Can you name specific cooperation that Abbas has withheld?
Well, first of all, I do appreciate the statement against the kidnapping. It's important. I think it'll be tested also by stopping the glorification of released terrorists who did exactly this in the past and murdered many Israelis, and that he break his pact with Hamas. I think that's the critical thing, because Hamas is incompatible with peace. Hamas, like the Islamist movements that you see in Syria and in Iraq and elsewhere in the Middle East, is committed to a savagery that not only includes the demise of the State of Israel, but actually the establishment of these Islamist realms, unforgiving, violent realms, that oppose peace. So you can't make a pact with Hamas and peace with Israel. It's one or the other or both.
I want to make
and
sure
I
that
think the most important thing that President Abbas could do, aside from helping us to bring back these boys, is to break his pact with Hamas.
I want to make sure that people
towards peace.
I want to make sure that people understand what you're talking about. You're talking about this unity government that's been formed between Abbas's party Fatah and Hamas. Is that your real goal here, to make sure that that unity government is broken up?
Well, our first goal is to get our boys back. The second is to find the kidnappers who are Hamas. The third is to weaken as much as possible Hamas that performs these grisly deeds and calls for our destruction. That's natural. Anybody would do that, just as you're fighting Al-Qaeda everywhere you can. I think that if you are trying to make peace, you can't have a unity pact with Al-Qaeda, in this case with Hamas. You have to break away from it. And I think there perhaps some thoughts to that effect in certain Palestinian circles, and I hope that they produce action. So I think that the end result of this should be not only to try to bring back these teenagers and to apprehend their direct killers, but also to break away from this pact with Hamas is a giant step backward from peace.
If you press too hard,
breaking the pact with Hamas will be a step towards peace.
If you press too hard, Prime Minister, and end up weakening or somehow deposing Mahmoud Abbas, who is the closest thing you have to a friend on that side, will it be destructive to Israel's interests?
I certainly don't seek that. And by the way, we're not taking action against the Palestinian population. There is no collective punishment or anything like that. We do have large searches, naturally, because we're looking at many houses and many places. But our goal is to minimize the friction with the population and focus on these twin missions of going basically actually securing back, getting back our teenage teenagers, and also taking action against those who kidnapped them.
Let me ask about another subject, if I might, Prime Minister Netanyahu.
And by the way, we found a lot of weapons, tunnels, explosives, and so on in these searches. It's not that we're not exactly dealing with Mother Teresa's here.
Understand. Now, let me ask about another subject, if I might. Iraq, where, as you know very well, a militant group, ISIS, has been gaining ground. Do you see this as an existential threat to Israel, this group spreading across both Iraq and Syria?
I think it's a great danger, not only to Israel, but to the United States and to everyone in between. The battle in Iraq and in Syria is part of an ongoing fight between radical Shiites led by Iran and radical Sunnis led by Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and other organizations. Now, both of these camps are mortal enemies of the United States and of Israel. And my view is that when your enemies are fighting each other, you don't strengthen either one of them. You weaken both. And in this case, that means that you take the action you deem necessary to counter ISIS forces in Iraq, but it also means not allowing Iran to dominate Iraq as it has dominated Lebanon and Syria.
Are you suggesting the Iraqi government here, which is on the defensive, is basically influenced by Iran, and that you would not do what you could to support the Iraqi government?
Well, I'm not suggesting it. Everyone else knows it. It's not a suggestion. Of course it's dominated by Iran. Mr. Maliki is very much dominated by Iran. But I think it's a complicated balancing act, and I'm not going to give advice more specific than that on a public medium. But I think there is something that I would say, that by far, the worst thing that could happen is to allow any of these radical forces to get nuclear weapons. And I think that's why we should be doing everything in our power to dismantle Iran's military nuclear capability. And I think that should remain the single most important objective in the Middle East. Because while radical Shiites and Sunnis armed with machine guns and mortars can kill thousands and tens of thousands, armed with nuclear weapons, they could kill millions. And that would be a catastrophe.
That's Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. We spoke with him earlier this morning.